And so we're going to base this meditation on a quote from yesterday's workshop in Atlanta on 11/8/14. And Abraham was talking about doing a focus wheel. And it's been a while since Abraham's talked about focus wheels, and there was some new information. So I transcribed it this morning, and that's where we'll be starting. And this is where the actual quote starts. And if you want to just breathe and relax and close your eyes and listen, we'll just flow into a little more of the same as our part of the meditation. Abraham said, "A focus wheel is about releasing resistance by focusing feeling. A focus wheel is really about finding the feeling. In the center of the focus wheel, we're going to make statements all around the edge, but in the center, it's really what you're going for. It's what you're wishing for, what you're desiring. So make that statement, which is the subject of this focus wheel, as if it's already true." Esther wrote focus wheels this morning because it's a fast way, and she wrote, "I am happy." Well, it was really easy for her to fill that in because she is happy. Make your statement of desire. It can be specific. I am. Start with the words, "I am." Make the statement of desire in a succinct, clear sentence. And the man in the hot seat said, "I want to be in love." And Abraham said, "All right." "All right. So say, I'm in love." And he said, "I'm in love." And Abraham said, "I'm in love. Because you see, I want to be in love is focused on the healing. I am in love. And you said as much to us a minute ago, I'm in love with the idea of being in love. I am in love. I am in love." That's the statement. So now the point of the focus wheel, the whole value of the focus wheel, is to start focusing on ideas and statements that don't contradict that. So you don't try to talk yourself into being in love because the statement said, "I'm in love." So now you want to write something and just pay attention to the way it feels to know if you nailed it, which means you usually want to be general. You could even change the subject of whether it's a person or just in love with life. So just make statements that don't contradict that. That really is the process. Make a statement that doesn't contradict the central point, "I am in love." And then he had a little difficulty doing that, and I didn't want to share that part right now. I want to share it when they got going. So Abraham said, it's about making the statement and the feeling of it if it sits with you. "I am in love. I like fun. Now, I like fun. You do like fun. And if you focus on how much you like fun, it doesn't contradict with I am in love. It doesn't contradict at all. Seems so far off the subject that it doesn't interest you. But," and the guy said, "yeah, it doesn't seem relevant." And Abraham said, "That's the most important thing that you've said to us. Because everything that is relevant, you've already put into the vortex. When you try to apply relevance here and now, you pick up messy stuff you didn't need to. This isn't the time to pick up relevant conversations. This is the time, relevant only in the terms of how they feel, not relevant in terms of what they make happen, not relevant in terms even of the actual subject matter. Vibrationally relevant. You've helped us say something we've never said before, vibrationally relevant, period. Only vibrational relevance. So love is to fun is to love, and love is to fun as clarity is to fun and to love. Love and fun and clarity and rhetoric, which is what he said he loved, are to one another as they are to each other. In other words, vibrationally relevant. Do you feel a solid footing that you're accomplishing? So, I am in love, and I am fun, and I am clarity, and I am clear, and I adore rhetoric, and I adore conversation. So there's no bumps in any of this. What else? I am gregarious. I am fun-loving. I'm a good communicator. I like the give and take of conversation. I like the give and take of beingness. I love focusing. I love focusing and feeling. I love feasting my eyes on someone or something that I love. I love the feeling of love. So I love to be in love. I love to be in love. I love fun, and I love conversation, and I love clarity, and I love object of attention, and I love objects of attention to appreciate. And they told the story again that they've told several times recently of Esther appreciating the artwork by her pool, the crane statues, and the infinity-edged pool, and how she said maybe that's conditional love because she was appreciating the conditions there. And Abraham said, and we're back to a quote now, think about it, Esther. You were feeling that way before you focused and felt the surge of it. In other words, Esther was in a state of appreciation, which means she was connected with all of us from non-physical. And then she received the inspiration to look over there and over there and over there, and she felt an enhanced version of appreciation because we were all there looking at it with her. And in that moment, Esther got what we said. This was unconditional love. The perception, her ability to love, was magnified thousands of times because she was in sync with us, and we were focused with her, as we always are, with you in every moment in time. So, I'm in love, and I'm also fun. I'm in love, and I'm also clear-minded. I am in love. I love to be in love. I'm in love. I love to love. I love syncing up with Source. I love fun. I love clarity. I love conversation. I love taking trips. And Abraham, the guy in the hot seat, said, I love taking trips. And Abraham said, now, see, this is really good because you stopped trying to make something happen. You got into the feeling. I love freedom. I love the freedom of being. I love inspiration. I love being in the moment. I love the feeling of being in the moment. I love being footloose. I'm in love, and I love fun. I love clarity. I love travel. I love stimulation of thought. I love going places. I love what's new. I love adventure. I love new experiences. I love awakenings. I love contrast. I love launching new rockets of desire. I love becoming. I love understanding. I love knowing. I love applying what I know. I love getting this down. I love being a deliberate creator. I love creating. I love molding. I love the feeling of molding my energy. I love emotion. I love the feeling of love. I love excitement. I love passion. I love enthusiasm. I love being all lighted up. I love being stimulated by someone. I love the feeling of adventure. I'm in love. And that's the work. That's what Abraham said, that whole thing is about finding the place and practicing it. And that allows what you want, what's inevitable, what's already a done deal to happen. So the work basically is tuning to love, tuning to the vibration of Source. So we're going to spend the rest of our meditation time just focusing inward and tuning to that feeling of love. So let's just breathe into our heart space, and if you want, you can even put your hand on your chest as a focus as you just breathe in and be aware of your breath and your heart. And let's be in love with breathing. We get most of what we need in life just by breathing. scientific statistics say 70% of what we need comes through the breath. And then there's water and food and shelter beyond that. But the breath takes care of most of our physical needs. So let's just love the fact that we're breathing. And that each breath oxygenates our bodies. Our heart beats and our blood flows and takes that oxygen to every organ, cell, and system of our physical bodies. Seemingly magically bringing us into harmony and balance and health and wholeness. Because our bodies are so brilliant, they know what to do. And as we just relax and breathe, our bodies can thrive. So let's love our bodies by relaxing. Simply relaxing, deeply relaxing. Relaxing our feet and our ankles, our calves, and our knees, relaxing our thighs and our pelvis, relaxing our bellies and our backs, relaxing our shoulders and our necks and our arms and our hands, simply relaxing, relaxing our faces, maybe even smiling. As the facial muscles relax when we smile, relaxing the space behind our eyes and our foreheads, relaxing our scalps, and just breathing and noticing that deep relaxation spreading through our bodies, loving our bodies by relaxing on purpose. Loving life by loving our bodies and our breath. Loving being alive in this moment of this day. Loving the change of seasons and the fall. Loving the streaming sunlight and the cool breeze and the beautiful leaves on the trees. And how gorgeous the colors look in the sun. And loving the beautiful blue of the sky and the white clouds and the patterns the winds make in the clouds up in the sky. And just relaxing as we imagine laying on a blanket in a sheltered spot, warm and cozy in the sun, looking up at the sky, knowing that we are blessed in this moment by the beauty of this day, by the grace of the universe, by the incredible blessings that brought us to this moment through this amazing life that we've experienced. With so many moments of contrast resolving into moments of triumph, moments of appreciation and blessing, moments of synchronicity and epiphany, ahas of the mind and ahs of the heart, allowing ourselves to feel open-minded and open-hearted. And just loving this day. Loving that we're here in this moment together. Relaxing deeply. Chilling out, as Abraham says. And in this moment, allowing all the good that's already done to come to our lives. That's our work, to vibrate with Source. And Source vibrates as love. as appreciation, as blessing. Let's love our inner beings in this moment. Love that larger aspect of us that is eternal and infinite. While we seem to be temporal and finite, we are actually the leading edge of this larger part of us that is ever-present. Breathing into the knowing that we are non-physical as well as physical, non-local as well as local, eternal as well as temporal. We are all that all the time. We are infinitely connected with omnipresent love. We are infinitely connected with infinite intelligence. We are connected to the degree that we are quiet, that our minds are open, that our hearts are open, and that we allow this well-being that is ever-present just to flow. Giving, ever-giving, the universe is so much friendlier than we can even imagine. The universe wants us to be happy. The good is trying to get in. And as we relax, well-being simply comes over us. We have the feeling of completeness. We are enough right now. This moment, we are worthy. We are powerful. We are free. We are beautiful. We are graceful. We are joyful. In this moment, we have everything we need, and we can simply relax and remember that we are adored. We are the blessed children of the light. All of us. Everyone. Abraham recently said, "The sun came up this morning and it's all for you. The earth spins in its orbit and it's all for you." And don't let the fact that it's all for everyone else too dissuade you from knowing that it's all for you. You are the blessed one. You are the center of your universe. You are graceful and powerful and filled with light, and so am I. And we can see that love. We can imagine it everywhere. And as we focus our minds on this love and this light and this beauty and this blessing, then we encounter it everywhere we go. There is nowhere the love is not. There is only love. There is only grace. There is only peace. As we focus on the peace, we perceive the peace that underlies all of the activity. As we focus on the joy, the laughter bubbles up within us, and we see a reason to smile and to giggle at things we used to get angry about. We see the beauty, the humor, the preciousness of life. And we feel the blessing of loving this day. Oh yes, I'm in love. I am in love. I am in love with this moment, with this place, with the people who are here in the room with me and the people who will hear this recording. I'm in love. I'm in love with beauty, with flowers, with black squirrels and romping foxes and stately deer I'm in love with gorgeous trees and babbling brooks and flowing rivers and magnificent oceans. I'm in love with mountains and meadows and babies and kittens and puppies. I'm in love with playfulness and freedom and fun. I'm in love. And as we bring this meditation to a close, we just relax and breathe again and love our breath and love our lives and love our bodies and love our beings. We just relax and love. That's our work. And it's so much fun. I love our work. And so it is.